The rural community of Asher sits almost unnoticed on Highway 177, 20 miles north of Ada. It has few people, fewer than 500, no downtown to speak of, a couple of churches, a water tower, and a few paved streets with some aging homes scattered about. Its pride is a beautiful baseball field just past its tiny Class B high school on Division Street. Like most very small towns, Asher seems an unlikely place for anything noteworthy, but for 40 years, it had the winningest high school baseball team in the nation. In fact, no high school in history, public or private, has won as many games as the Asher Indians. It all began in 1959 when a young coach named Merle Bowen arrived and inherited a long-neglected program. The 1958 team did not win a game. Things changed quickly. Within 3 years, Asher had its first state title. Dozens would follow. For reasons that are unlikely to ever become clear, Oklahoma sanctions varsity baseball in the fall, but only for those schools too small for football. During his career at Asher, it was not unusual for Coach Bowen's teams to win a state title in the fall, then follow it up with another in the spring. During one remarkable stretch, Asher qualified for the state finals 60 straight times, 30 years in a row, fall and spring. In 40 years, Coach Bowen's teams won 2,115 games, lost only 349, hauled home 43 state championship trophies, and sent dozens of players to college and minor league baseball. In 1975, Bowen was named the National High School Coach of the Year, and the town rewarded him by upgrading Bowen Field. In 1995, he received the same award again. "It wasn't me," he says modestly, looking back. "It was the kids. I never scored a run." Maybe not, but he certainly produced enough. Beginning each August, when temperatures in Oklahoma often reach 100 degrees, Coach Bowen would gather his small group of players and plan the next assault on the state playoffs. His rosters were always slim. Each graduating class at Asher had about 20 kids, half girls, and it was not unusual to have a squad of only a dozen players, including an occasional eighth grader with promise. To make sure no one quit, his first order of business was to pass out the uniforms. Every kid made the team. Then he worked them, beginning with three-a-day practices. The workouts were beyond rigorous. Hours of conditioning, sprinting, running bases, drilling in the fundamentals. He preached hard work, strong legs, dedication, and above all, sportsmanship. No Asher player ever argued with an umpire, threw a helmet in frustration, or did anything to show up an opponent. If at all possible, no Asher team ever ran up the score against a weaker school. Coach Bowen tried to avoid weak opponents, especially in the spring, when the season was longer and he had more flexibility with the schedule. Asher became famous for taking on the big schools and beating them. They routinely thrashed Ada, Norman, and the 4A and 5A giants from Oklahoma City and Tulsa. As the legend grew, these teams preferred to travel to Asher to play on the pristine field that Coach Bowen maintained himself. More often than not, they left on a quiet bus. His teams were highly disciplined and, some critics said, very well recruited. Asher became a magnet for serious baseball players with big dreams, and it was inevitable that Ronnie Williamson would find his way to the school. During the summer leagues, he met and became close to Bruce Leba, an Asher boy and probably the second best player in the area, a step or two behind Ronnie. They became inseparable and soon were talking of playing their senior year together at Asher. There were more scouts, both college and professional, hanging around Bowen Field, and there was an excellent chance of winning the state titles in the fall of 1970 and the spring of 1971. Ron's visibility would be much higher just up the road.